Welcome to episode 2 of the S&M Rants.
One day, Shane and Monica decided to sit down and rant about their day and record it for all of you. This is what happened.
Rant, 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 rant. Rant, rant, rant,
rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant, rant. Rant, 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 cock powder. Rant, 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 lick my nuts. Rant, 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 ball sucker. Rant, 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 rant. It's like I got nothing.
Sorry, you just mentioning story, and I was thinking, my brain said, oh, storytelling, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I've always been thinking, I've always wanted to tell you about my worst date, which is nowhere near your worst date ever.
That's okay.
The worst date I ever had was soon after high school finished, which I have to say this year is now 20 years ago. Because you need to be a reunion.
Oh, like, I know, no. That's the most painful. No!
I know, well, since, you know, I have no interest in it whatsoever, because all the people that I know from that period, I still know and see once in a while.
So you're like, I don't
But the rest of them, was like, I don't know you,
I never really liked you. I'm not going to like you now. It's gonna
I remember
be
you treated me
you.
Like shit when I was, you know, 17, but, because I was in the nerd crowd, right? So were kind of the... I hung out with people. Actually, it's kind of funny. I'm segueing here all over the place. But my entire sort of teenage years were about 12, 13 when I started ripping computers apart because my mother wouldn't buy me an Atari. So she bought me a computer and I wanted to know how it worked. So I took it apart and that's what led me down this road.
Oh, that explains so much. Yes.
So the people that I hung out with were way older than I was. They were, say, on average, probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years older.
Okay.
And that's an average. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
On average.
The fuck's wrong with you?
5 to 27 years.
And I did get a P in my math final for, which
P
means
stand for?
That it means that you pass, but you don't get a grade.
Oh my god, that's so sad. I love it.
In BC at the time, which I gather is not the case anymore. They used to have provincial examinations that accounted for 40% of your final grade.
Yeah, they had that in Quebec, too, at the time.
So, and I don't know why they don't do them anymore, because I thought it was kind of a neat
thing,
because you got
crappy
to stand. Well, it was stressful. I mean, as a teenager, you don't really want to study, but as an adult, like, looking back, I'm like, if I had really cared, like a few of my friends did, but not many.
You could have upped your grade.
You know,
so
it would have
much.
Been sort of something like, you know, okay, I should really commit this stuff to memory. It'll be useful later on or whatever. You know, some sort of bullshit story to tell a teenager. But I guess I don't do it anymore, so it doesn't really matter. But I got 16% in my final for my math 12 that I didn't want to take because math and me, we agree to work together.
Temporarily.
But when it gets into sort of physics and sort of calculus and those things,
dear.
My brain just breaks down. It's it has conceptual issues around it.
Yeah, no, I promise.
So, it's just kind of bizarre that
16%?
Yeah, 16. That's I was years later, I'm kind of like, fuck, what the hell was I doing? But at the time, I was like, yeah!
Fuck yeah!
I told you I didn't want to take that.
That
course,
is
Mom!
You, if I hadn't taken it, you wouldn't have seen that 16. You know, I don't know if you saw, you don't know if you saw my tweet. As my tweets are so effing interesting, you must pay attention to every single one. But
course.
I was walking down the street and I heard this chick on the phone and she was like, "Are you serious? 50%? 50%? I passed? Oh, this is so awesome!" And I was like, "I want to be this chick because I'm so obsessed with everything being perfect. You know, the 50% would have been like my parents would find me hanging probably or hang me themselves. You know, one or the other. You know,
I would have had same. My parents would have just killed me.
Yeah,
I would be dead.
So
and I don't
no
accept
joy.
That nowadays.
Yeah.
But oh my
Obviously.
God, you know.
But yeah,
like, I understand my parents' perspective now.
Well, now I'd just be like, I don't know. I mean, you sit there and you're like, you know, if I had kids, right, I won't. But you know, you kind of think, okay, you obviously want to encourage them to do something so they don't like end up not doing anything. But then you're kind of like, okay, well, what do you tell them to do? Be the best damn dung heaper you could be. I just put your heart into it, damn it, and do that. Like, well, I mean, you know, everyone's interests so different. Like, maybe somebody wants to be a career or whatever the fuck that I wouldn't think is that interesting, but it's like, anyway.
That was actually the problem. Oh, sorry. My worst date was going to the Tragically Hip.
Okay.
I invited a girl, the hell was her name? Penny, I think it was Penny.
Okay.
Penny something. I've since forgotten, and I'm sure she would never look me up on Facebook, but I had tickets to the Tragically Hip, to a concert, and in Victoria at the Royal Theatre. I don't know. I have no idea why I remember that.
That is funny, though.
But I had these tickets, and I had four of them, and I had two of my friends coming, and then I had this extra ticket, and I ran across her, or somehow we started talking somewhere. I mean, this is pre-internet, so, you know, this is 92-ish, I think. It was their Road Apples album, I think, as they were touring with. And somehow we connected, and it wasn't, like, I didn't call her up. We just, downtown Victoria somewhere. Anyway, somehow we connected, and I said, hey, do you, if you want, she mentioned the Tragically Hip, or we got talking about music or something, and I said, oh, well, I'm going to the Tragically Hip, you know, next week, whatever it was, do you want to come along? I have an extra ticket. And she said, sure. Which to me meant that, hey, let's all go as a group. That's awesome. But as soon as I arrived to pick her up, I realized she thought it was a date.
Oh.
And I felt really bad because I was there with my two sort of high school friends, which, you know, and boys at that age especially, you know, what size is your cock? Well, it's like this big. Look, that's how big it is. And you'll do that in front of everyone, especially girls, because you think it's really fancy or impressive or something, which we all know adult men that this is wrong.
Oh, you do know that? Okay.
Well, that's something. We'll talk.
It's cool.
But anyway, I went to the concert, and I assume we had a fine time. But as soon as the concert was over, I really felt sort of the heat, you know, from the eyeballs. And it dawned on me years later that, you know, maybe you should have been more clear about what exactly was going on, because you weren't really asking her on a date, per se. It was just, hey, you ran into somebody who enjoyed the same band, let's go.
Yeah.
And somehow, I guess that translated in her mind that this was some sort of date that we were going on, which sucks, because she was really cool and I really liked her, but you know, I hadn't, I mean, years later, I thought, yeah, boy, we could have dated, I guess.
Jesus,
you know, she was pretty cool, maybe, I don't know, but at the same time, like, oh, but who cares? You know, I really don't need to dwell on it ever.
Again.
My life ended in 1992.
It's the saddest day. I remember her eyes.
So, and I wish I had more detail of the thing, but it was such a, it was just basically picking up, going to a concert, and then dropping her off, but I know that she was not happy or pleased with me at all.
It was the worst date for her. It was like,
for her. I was with these three guys, and they were just such dicks.
Yeah.
But, you know, and other than that, I mean, I tended not to date. I was more of a collaborative sort of group hanger-outer kind of guy who had a car. That actually was really a lot of it, because I was really the only person for a while who had a car.
That's useful.
A car that worked.
Yeah.
So I thought of that the other day, and I was thinking, what was my worst date? And that's the worst thing I can come up with. I mean, I'm sure there's probably, if you ask any girl I've ever dated, that
she could have the other story.
Way worse dates here and there.
Oh my god, the time you did this was so horrible.
I know, exactly. And that's what I fear.
Because I'm actually doing a little side project where I interview all the women you've gone out with and ask them
what their worst
experience was with you.
Cool,
and I kind of
cool.
lead them actually into saying, like, what was the worst period of your life? Like, is there anything that made you want to blow your brains out? And then it kind of, like, hint at, like,
there was this time where Shane was dating me and I really wanted to jump off a bridge. Oh, well,
it sucks to be you. Tell me more. You seem to have a lot in common with the other 20 chicks I've talked to today. You know,
I'm going to hell and I will enjoy it.
You know, the 92 that you were saying, 92 that I thought, okay, so my Occasionally, Chris decides to call my batshit crazy family, okay? And there's only two of them. It's only my parents, right? But they're fucking nuts. And the last conversation I had with my parents, there's a lot of good quotes here, but my mom actually, she's like, "You know what I finally learned to do? I learned to use email. But I don't know why you didn't teach me to use this, or why your father didn't teach me to use this. I remember someone came and they came over to our house and they taught you how to use email, but you never taught me." I'm like, well, how is that possible given that I haven't lived in your house for like a good 20 years and email only came about 15 years ago? At which point my mom's like, "No, that's not really." "But I am sure." I'm like, "Yeah, fuck, no, that didn't even happen. That's fucking random. I don't even know who you're talking to." And, like, the whole conversations are always like that. Except sometimes she doesn't have recollections of shit that doesn't happen, but it's, like, it's just random shit like that. It's
Mom,
just,
what's my full name?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what year it is?
I don't think this is, like, before senility. Like, she's not even senile. She's just nuts.
She's gonna be, like, I recently started watching off and on this show The Sopranos, which I've never seen. I had never seen before.
I've seen this, obviously.
And it's the mother. Like, we're in the first season. It's so like disturbing. 5-6 episodes in, and that is what I picture your mom as being.
No, she's not there, but yeah.
This is what I picture your mom as being when she's senile.
Yeah, see, then I will actually have to murder her.
So, I'll have to kill her.
That's not bearable. But I can see the association because, you know, they're Italian, she's Jewish. It's pretty much the same. It actually is. It's like the whole fucked up ethnic shit. Yeah, it's that
high
drama, completely batshit insane, no use for like self-reflection cultures. You know, like it's not like, oh, I'm a neurotic freak that like stresses everybody I'm around out. I will go and fix that. There's like none of that. That's like countercultural. So it's like, I will drive everyone crazy and continue to do so and make it their problem. That is my job. That is what I do. But the other one, the other awesomeness from that conversation was my dad's breathing like really heavy into the phone. And so Chris is like, "So what, you've been working out?" He's like, "Yes." And Chris is like, "Oh, what were you doing?" "Shredding papers." It's the workout you never heard of. I mean, I know you've heard of the South Beach diet. You haven't heard of the shredding paper workout.
Wow.
I guess, you know, I mean, you know, you don't realize quite what tax season can do for you until you get talking to a Hungarian Jew. It's fucking obviously linear. It was so random.
That is so awesome.
It was so fucking nuts. Oh, there was one other. Oh, yeah. And then my mom comes up with random shit she sees and, like, really makes a big deal of it. So she's like, "You know what I saw the other day?" And you can never guess. That's always what's great is there's a pause, as if you could guess. Because it's like, as if you could pluck out of the air some random thing she may have seen or done. "Do you know what I saw?"
"No, Mom, I don't."
Guess what? Oh. I was somewhere, and I saw a man, and the woman was kissing his hand. Have you heard of such a thing? Is this a tradition?"
Were his pants down?
Exactly. Then it'd be really shocking. But she gets like really irate and shocked about these really random things. And it's always like she'll ask you as if like...
Public displays of affection?
I guess it's like the man kissing a woman's hand is so countercultural to her. But it's like... It's also like it's not really enough to get enraged about. And also you think... The way she asks you is like, it's a tradition. You kind of think, I hate to explain this to you, but you didn't just land in this country yesterday. You might have noticed a progression if this was a tradition.
You've like, seen a movie,
you've
right?
seen a movie, or you know, you've gone outside.
The romance, you know, the man kisses the hand. You know, it's a very North American thing, but I think it's also quite European.
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe you might have noticed. But she always asks, like, it's as if she landed on the planet yesterday and we were to explain the ways of the world to her, you know? It's fascinating. Anyway, that's my
bad. I'm trying to think of something that would totally just blow her mind.
Anything.
Actually, this reminds me. I was listening to a podcast today with Kevin Smith and Scott Moser, the producer dude. The Smodcasting is the one. And they were talking about this website called Uncontacted tribes.org or something like what? That. I saved a link for it.
Okay.
And it's a mapping out of all of the different Aboriginal groups in the Amazon rainforest that have yet to be contacted by the outside world, at least in theory.
Holy man.
And, you know, the different reactions that they've had, you know, of this sort of historic thing. They've got videos of, like, you know, the 1960 whatever contact with Village X or whatever, and they got spears thrown at them and stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But, they just go on for at length about these different groups that just have no idea where there's all of the photographs are kind of amusing to me because it's always of some plane flying over taking photographs of these groups of people standing in the woods and little villages here and there,
and they're stuck
and they're all just doing this, like, they're all staring.
This is the UFO. Yeah,
and I don't know, that to me that's just really and and they go into some great detail, which I haven't read, but a great deal of it was one guy who is the sole survivor of his group because the rest of the... He was off somewhere, they think, anyway, the researcher guy.
Watching television.
Watching TV or something, or at the bar down the...
Yeah,
down
that's the right. At the little bar there.
And some other group came in and massacred the entire village, and then he came back and everyone's dead, so he's basically just hanging out in this one little hut.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
I know, this is the thing, and... how the hell did I get talking about this?
My mom landed on the
spot. Oh, landing, and here you go. So, you know, we should take your mom down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she can, like, educate, you know. That would be interesting. The groups that would like to be, you know, introduced to the outside the world.
But then, you know, but again, her vision of the outside world probably stopped around 62.
Well, that's so, okay, because these guys, perfect. You know, so they're still getting still a little further. In, as the website points out, that you know, they're compared to people still living in the Stone Age or whatever. And, yeah, so, I don't
know.
That
would
be
very useful. Very they would really benefit from each other, you know?
The Adventures of a Hungarian Jew Lady!
Yeah. The other idea Chris had is to, like, I would be a reality show, and I just bring my mom to stuff I do, like circus class and like, pole dancing. And
sorry,
like,
circus class?
Oh, I'm taking aerial
silks. This is
silks.
News to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sort of totally part of the whole, well, no, I knew that with the pole part, but not but the silk thing.
You know, it's that they're offering classes. They have circus classes.
Oh, is that the same place?
No, different. Oh. So that, but it's a similar-ish thing, which is why I like it, but it's, yeah, aerial silks. But anyway.
That sounds fucking cool.
It's really cool, and I'm shitty at it. I'm so fucking bad at it, because apparently you're supposed to let go of these things and fall, and, you know, that seems counter-instinctual to me.
They're
to
not, like, doing it, like, above, like, a pit of snakes or alligators or something. They're actually...
Yeah, know, it's like kind of they're reenacting... yeah, you are for a while. You're reenacting the scene from Indiana Jones.
And the Temple of Doom, yes, of course. Temple of Doom,
exactly. No, that's they put your... You're not even... You start off fairly low to the ground, too, and there's, like, a knot, so it's pretty much like you're harnessed in, because you're kind of... You're using it like a backpack, basically, this, like, knot, so you're tied in, and then eventually you're not, but then you're not in the knot, but you're able to wrap yourself. The point is, like, the Cirque du Soleil, they're wrapping themselves in ways so that they're held by something, but you're not, it's kind of looks seamless, right? Like, it's just, it's really beautiful.
So, totally.
So I am not yet beautiful at this.
You're still harnessed?
I'm still harnessed, and okay. I still absolutely suck at it, and I'm in a small class, meaning it's me and another dude, and the other dude's a professional dancer, so I'm really sucking in comparison. It's like, I'll be like, I'm uncoordinated at the best of times. Now we're going to bring in a dancer who's going to learn every move the first fucking time he gets it, and I'll be like, where do I put my hand?
Like, did you know that there was this man kissing a hand?
Crazy! I can't believe it! Oh my god, I just don't know.
Would your mother freak out if she saw you doing that?
Oh yeah, she'd freak
out. Like, how high in the air
you're
are
not far,
you?
High in the air, but my parents... Again, they're Jews, so there's any physical activity is frightening to them. And any sort of activity at all is already... It's a stretch, you know?
Why'd you not let me feed you? I don't... Mom?
Oh, my God. And, like, everything's shocking. The other one's, like... The other one where she's, like, goes to some Chinese restaurant and she's, like, really infuriated. Do you know what they did? They put zucchini in the food. Who would do such a thing? It's like so random. She always has these really random complaints.
Did you just, like, stroke her hair and say, it's okay,
Mom. Oh, I'm not that nice. That's the thing. That's like, why I can't do this reality show where I take her to stuff, because I'm annoyed all the time. Oh, you would be right? Like,
Mom, fuck, are
you
stupid?
It's pretty much it. I'd be like, okay, this is it. Like, it is, we are now past the Stone Age. We're moving in, you know?
It's Mom, like, here's some bronze that I picked up at the store.
Exactly. Here's
we're going to move on to steel in a little while, but
yeah,
I don't want you to, you know,
yeah, I don't want you to freak out. Exactly. So we're going to move you in progressions, okay? Yes. Just relax. You are getting very sleepy. So yeah, that's, pole dancing would be funny. Yeah. Anyway. Rant, 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 rant,